He had three old houses he had bought. We tore one of them down, all that kind of stuff. Anything you know around. If he'd get pipe work, he'd be living in the yard, and then it'd freeze over here, his pipes would bust over here. He'd call on me, I'd go over there and fix them up for him. He'd been a nice fellow, I tell you. They don't make them like that no more. You don't do something for him for nothing. You can go with that. When you work for him, he gonna pay you. And every Christmas, he'll bring me a fifth of whiskey.
Pretty good.
In fact, if you don't believe it, I can show you.
You want to move that?
I couldn't drink the hard liquor all the time I was sick. And look.
It's still sitting there.
Still sitting there. It ain't been open. Came to the store the other not too long ago. I couldn't make it for Christmas. There's your fifth whiskey. I said, man, you don't have to do that. I said, forget about all that kind of stuff. Always do that and always will. I don't forget what you did for me.
Yeah. Now, outside of your house, you got what over the side of your house there?
Which one? This one here?
You got these kind of things that lap over the...
Well, what made me do that?
What is that called?
That's nothing but that insulation board they got there, made out of Sellotex. When, you see, I left here and I was working carpenter work. I was working with my brother-in-law better than 6 years over in Slidell, building houses. And I caught that arthritis and I got scared then. Arthritis in the spine, I had it real bad. I couldn't. If I thought I was going to put my foot there, I wouldn't put it there. It wouldn't go there. I got scared because what I used to like to do was framing work. See how much lumber I could put up in one day, me and that old boy. And, well, I fool around with that. And then things got bad for him.
How long were you in New Orleans? Did you live there?
No, I never did live there. Whenever I did go over there, I was working in Slidell, carpenter work.
Yeah.
And, so when things got bad for him, he was just working for nothing, he said. Got a bunch come in over here from Mississippi and was working for nothing and all that, and he was contracting and figuring, and half the time he'd be up at night, you know, figuring and wasn't making nothing. So finally, he gave it up. He said, I quit. He said, I can't make nothing anymore. Then they offered him that job over here at the shipyard to be the head man in a carpenter shop.
Yeah.
So he took that. Well, when he done that, I couldn't go work carpenter work for somebody else because the way my condition was, I couldn't do it, you see. So I had several big outfit wanted me to come work for them. So then I took a place at the lake. I went down at Club Surreal where they had a small place there then, and I took that over. That belonged to the White Kitchen. At first I was working for another man by the name of Phil O'Reilly. He had built a place, but he was supposed to be renting from the White Kitchen because they owned all that back in there, car drive and all. So I went fishing one day, and he had promised them people to take care of him that was running that gas line across from Mandeville to Canna. And he said, well, I got the equipment over here to take care of y'all. Let me supply y'all with stuff. Fuel and hoist and all that kind of stuff, you know, boats.